Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished our study of the Great Commission. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
He's on his firm foundation for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, my friend, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 1 today as we start the book of Revelation. Now, let me encourage you to have pencil and paper and take notes. I've taught this book of the Bible now. I'm on my fourth teaching of it. And each time, it's just been a blessing to my heart. This is the first time I'll be teaching it on radio. And so you're the first-time audience for this series. Also, let me say as well that I've used questionnaires in my church that I hand out to the people, and they fill in the blanks as I go through the study. Well, we don't do that on radio, so it's so important that you take notes, you write down scripture references, and things that speak to your heart. If you're listening to us by way of the Internet, let me encourage you to email us. Write us and let us hear from you. It is so easy that if you're just listening by the Internet, to email us back. And we want to know if these messages are a blessing to you. You don't have to write about great accolades. You don't have to write a whole lot of things. Just to let us know you're listening and let us know that it's a blessing to you. Also, if you do not have the Internet, you're listening to us by way of radio, or someone has given you a CD of this broadcast, then write us. Our announcer does give you the physical address at which to write us at the end of our broadcast each day, and we love to hear from our listeners. Now, understand as well, we ask that you send your tithe to your local church. A tithe is 10% of your income. If you send anything to the Lamp and Light broadcast, it should be an offering, anything over a tithe, and we would accept it. But we do not want you to send what belongs to your local church to us. Remember, it's your local church pastor that's going to visit you in the hospital. It is the people and the ones in your local church that are going to visit you. And so that's where you need the help in getting the word out and letting others know. Then finally, let me say this. Ask your pastor to listen into the broadcast. I think that it can be a help to him. We've had several pastors that have let us know that they didn't have an opportunity to go to Bible college, and they listened to this broadcast as an opportunity to learn and to study the Word. And then tell people in your church and in your neighborhood about the Lamp and Light broadcast and ask them to listen as well. Now, before we start this study of this great book of the Bible, as we do each time we start a new book of the Bible study, let's have a word of prayer. Now, dear Father, I thank you that we can call you God, and you are the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. And Father, as we study this book concerning the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you not only give me clarity of speech and thought and presentation, but I pray that each listener, thy Holy Spirit would go beyond, far beyond the ability of my lips and receive understanding from thy Spirit of what is taught herein. And Lord, I pray that this time would be rich for me, but it would also be rich for the listener, that would help them to grow in thy grace and knowledge. In Christ's name, and for Christ's sake we pray it. Amen. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we'll be in Revelation chapter 1. And we're going to start out today with verses 1 and 2. Now, I have outlined this chapter, so if you are going to write down an outline, let's outline it this way. Roman numeral 1, introduction. Introduction, verses 1 and 2. Roman numeral 2, I've titled it, Imputation of Blessing. Imputation of Blessing, that's verse 3. And then Roman numeral 3 is Incomparable Inheritance, verses 4 through 6. Again, Incomparable Inheritance, verses 4 through 6. Roman numeral 4, indictment, verse 7. Number 5, Roman numeral 5, should I say, impeccable, verse 8. Impeccable, verse 8. Roman numeral 6, immortal involvement, verses 9 through 18. Again, immortal involvement, verses 9 through 18. And then finally, Roman numeral 7, instruction, verses 19 and 20. Now, I hope that you have that and that you'll follow right along with us on that, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Now, let's start off here by looking at Roman numeral 1, the introduction, and for that we read verses 1 and 2. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto the servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Now, my friend, please understand, this book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Often people call this the revelation of John. Some even say it's the revelation of Saint John the Divine. Well, this is not a revelation of John. And John, boy, he was a great apostle, my friend. He was not divine. This is a revelation that's given by God. He wants us to know the deity of his Son, Jesus Christ, as well as the humanity of his Son in this great book. Now, the word revelation comes from the Greek word apokalypse. It means to reveal, to make manifest, to uncover, to view. Now, this actually is a revelation. This is actually an uncovering, a manifestation, a revealing of Jesus Christ. It's not necessarily a revealing of revelation or a revealing of future events, although it does show us future events. It is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting to me because even Hollywood takes the word apocalypse and seeks to make it a science fiction and horror thriller book and movie. And they thereby mock it. As a result of being spiritually discerned, they do not see the holiness of God in Christ Jesus through the judgments that are listed in this book. And my friend, you see all these judgments and you look at them much as someone looks at science fiction, and you are hit by the enormity of it and the emotional impact of it, and you fail to see the holiness of God in back of all these judgments, then you're missing a great part of this book. Now, consider the following information about the Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, it says this, and the apostle's talking here, by the way, of being before another man, a messenger. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, we don't know who this mighty one was, but we do know that evidently he was somebody that had lived on this earth, had been saved, and because he had the testimony of Jesus, and his glory is so great because he's been given this great glory by the Lord Jesus Christ, that glory is such that John falls down to worship him. Now, what must that glory be like that he's going to clothe us with, that it would cause a mortal man to fall on their face and worship? And if that's the glory of someone who's been redeemed by the blood of the Lord when they're in heaven, just think of the great glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we start to see Jesus in his position as judge. And it's interesting here because the word throne will appear 45 times here in the book of Revelation. The word throne appears only 15 times in the rest of the New Testament. And he is herein glorified as the Lamb of God. The word Lamb occurs 28 times. And you see, when we think of the Lamb of God, we're thinking of the crucifixion. You see, my friend, the cross, because of its love, will still be precious to us. It'll be a precious memory in heaven. The one thing that we'll see in heaven that was made on earth will be the scars in the hands and in the side of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, don't miss seeing the character of his person in holiness and in purity as he judges and he executes his wrath. The best understanding of prophecy starts first with the understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords. He is King of kings. Do not view him only from his humanity, as we saw him 2,000 years ago before his resurrection. And when you see him in his humanity here, you'll be seeing him in his glorified humanity. And I think that the bottom line that we can say here is don't worship predictive prophecy. Rather, worship the person of this book. Don't be occupied with his coming. Occupy till he come.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.